Americans turn pessimistic on the economy. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Inflation, mass shootings, political strife, add them together and you get an American population that is deeply pessimistic about the country's future. A Wall Street Journal NORC poll shows 83% of respondents feel the state of the economy is poor or not so good. A big part of that is record prices at the pump.
Gas prices have hit record highs 27 of the last 28 days. The national average hit $4.86, 8 cents more than double the price when President Biden took office. Analysts predicting we could hit $5 a gallon by mid-June. And with more continued pain at the pump, consumers are frustrated. An ABC News poll finding 72% of Americans disapprove of how the president is handling the gas price crisis. Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
Gas prices are the highest in California with an average of $6.34 a gallon. Attitudes on the economy and political strife will be front and center in California's primaries on Tuesday, as well as six other states, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Gun safety is a big issue for many Americans, with mass shootings over the weekend killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. In Philadelphia, police say they arrested a second suspect in the shooting on South Street that left three dead. While in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul signed new gun safety measures into law. One strengthens red flag laws
to keep guns away from dangerous people. And we're raising the age of semi-automatic weapons so no 18-year-old can walk in on their birthday and walk out with an AR-15.
Hochul says this is just the beginning. And stocks finished modestly higher on Monday. The Dow added 16 points. The Nasdaq gained 48. The S&P 500 climbed 12. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Boris is still in charge in Britain.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling his victory over a vote of no confidence brought on by members of his own party good news.
Since I think it's a convincing result, a decisive result, and what it means is that as a government, we can move on and focus on the stuff that I think really matters to people.
Saying lawmakers can unite, focusing on priorities like the cost of living. 211 of the 359 Conservative Party lawmakers voting in support of the Prime Minister, 148 voting against him. The motion follows Johnson losing support over scandals and reports of lockdown-breaking parties at Downing Street during the height of the pandemic. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Russia has started turning over bodies of Ukrainian fighters killed at the Azovstal steel plant that became a last-ditch stand and a symbol of resistance against Moscow's invasion. This as Russian forces step up attacks again.
Indiscriminate artillery in residential areas. Mass graves where civilians have been found, hands tied, apparently executed. A few examples of why Ukraine is called by some the world's largest crime scene.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kiev. And the ballot is out for the newest class of the College Football Hall of Fame.
Tim Tebow, Alex Smith, and Ryan Leaf highlight the first-time candidates on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame announced Monday. In all, there are 80 players and 9 coaches from FBS on the ballot and 96 players and 33 coaches from the divisional ranks. USC running back Reggie Bush, Syracuse defensive end Dwight Freeney, and Miami linebacker Ray Lewis among the holdovers from ballots in other years. Players are eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame if they are 10 full seasons removed from their final year at the NCAA level. Voting ends for the 2023 class to the College Football Hall of Fame June 30th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the Colorado Avalanche are heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2001. I'm Carmen Roberts.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.